Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The 2020 Iron Dog Snow Machine race got underway in Fairbanks yesterday. 29 pro-class teams started the 2,400-mile race Sunday at Pike's Landing on the Chena River.
2, 1, go! Team number 10 out the chute.
Team 10 is two defending champions Mike Morgan and Chris Olds. Over 400 miles into the race and at Galena, Team 7, which pairs past champs Tyler Acklestad and Nick Olstad, were in the lead, averaging over 78 miles per hour. KIYU reports from Galena that Acklestad and Olstad traversed the 409 miles from Fairbanks to Galena on Sunday in 5 hours and 13 minutes and had a 3-minute lead over Cody Barber and Robbie Shackle. Morgan and Olds were only 6 minutes behind the leaders. New rules for this year's race feature mandatory layovers for all teams in Galena at the end of day one and Kotzebue at the end of day two before sending teams to the traditional halfway point in Nome on Tuesday. Jesse Crumbly and Christopher Collins are the only team from Kotzebue in the race. Crumbly says competitors are hungry for information about the new stretch of the trail.
They ask us for GPS tracks and shortcuts, and I'm saying, what shortcut? You need to stay on the trail.
The 450 miles of river, portage, and coastal trail between Galena and Kotzebue will be made even more challenging today as heavy snowfall and high winds are forecast all across western Alaska. Racers will be allowed to choose their layover locations on the second half of the race, from Nome to Big Lake, where the finish is scheduled for Saturday. Four teams have scratched so far. Alaska State Troopers have released the names of the four passengers who died in a plane that crashed February 6th on a flight between Bethel and Kipnuk. KYUK reports that with the exception of the pilot, all lived in the village of Kipnuk. The Kipnuk residents are 66-year-old Charlie Carl, 45-year-old Carrie Peter, and her 18-year-old son Quentin Peter. Another victim, 42-year-old Donna Messack, was from Kipnuk, but troopers say her last known address was in Anchorage. The pilot was 34-year-old Tony Matthews. The plane, operated by Ute Commuter Service, was found crashed 11 miles southwest of Tuntutuliak. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrody.